from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The countdown clock had closed to just under 2 hours when Boeing scrubbed what was to be the first crewed flight of its Starliner capsule. The offense, a valve on a liquid oxygen tank on the Atlas V rocket's second stage that wouldn't close. Too much pressure building up. Boeing's Mark Nappe.
A lot of things got to go right. And it's not the majority of the things. Everything has to go right before we launch. And so something didn't go right today, and we will stand down. And when the experts tell us that we need to stand down, that's exactly what we do.
Unclear when they'll try to launch again. The State Department says it's trying to gain access to a U.S. service member who's been detained in Russia.
The Army confirming Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black was detained by Russian authorities late last week in Vladivostok on charges of criminal misconduct. Sergeant Black's mother telling us he had met a woman who was bartending near his army base in South Korea, saying she was later deported to Russia where he was visiting her. The mother described the relationship as volatile.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Separately, a Russian TV station reported that American William Russell Nikom was arrested for being drunk, climbing into the children's library in Moscow and starting to strip down. The FBI in Albuquerque announced the arrest of Alec Isaiah Collins in the weekend murders of two women, the wounding of a 5-year-old girl, and the abduction of a 10-month-old who was later found safe. Clovis, New Mexico Deputy Police Chief Trevor Thorne.
One of the questions that has been asked is, was the suspect related to the victims? At this time, we do not think so.
They don't have any evidence of that yet. Investigation continuing. He worked to expand early voting in Kentucky and has spoken out against election denialism in his own party. Kentucky Republican Attorney Secretary of State Michael Adams will receive this year's Profile in Courage Award. You're listening to ABC News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott reporting at least 3 deaths in record rain and flooding in the Houston area. He spent part of Monday surveying flooded out Conroe, Texas.
It has been heart-wrenching to see our fellow Texans be literally inundated with record waterfall, record rise in water.
Houston, Harris County lifted mandatory evacuation orders, but swollen rivers still pose a problem. Residents cautioned to be aware of high water levels. Hormel Foods says it's voluntarily recalling 4-ounce packages of Planters Honey Roasted Peanuts and 8 3/4-ounce cans of Deluxe Lightly Salted Mixed Nuts. They may be contaminated with listeria. The products were shipped to Publix warehouses in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and North Carolina, and Dollar Tree warehouses in South Carolina and Georgia. No reports of illnesses. Arkansas replacing its 2 statues on display at the U.S. Capitol. Too many people asking, who dat?
Every state's allowed 2 statues in the U.S. Capitol complex. Arkansas's are figures in its history now considered obscure, so it's replacing them with statues of civil rights leader Daisy Bates, who mentored the 9 black students who desegregated Little Rock Central High School in 1957, and Johnny Cash, born in Kingsland, who sold 90 million records worldwide, country, rock, blues, folk, and gospel, including protest songs opposing racial discrimination. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our 2 interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.